Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Midnight Curse by Melissa F. Olson, performed by Amy McFadden. But first, on earth as vampire sent, thy corse shall from its tomb be rent, then ghastly haunt thy native place, and suck the blood of all thy race. There from thy daughter, sister, wife, at midnight drain the stream of life. Lord Byron, The Jour. Prologue. It had helped that she knew exactly how the horrors would react. The setting had changed, but the setup hadn't. A large visiting room where the girls had to parade around in whatever passed for sexy at the time. A gaudy, ornate staircase leading to a long hallway of doors upstairs. Every door led to a small room that contained only a bed and a chair. Unlike most brothels, there were no security guards here, no bouncers. It wasn't necessary. Abuse of the girls was not only expected, but welcome, and no one knew that better than the girls themselves. It didn't matter where they came from, what cultures or languages or backgrounds. The first thing they were taught in their new lives was never fight back. And they didn't. They couldn't. The magic didn't let them. She had been an anomaly that way. She arrived in the most expensive outfit she owned, a scarlet-red pantsuit with nothing underneath, so that the suit jacket gaped almost to her navel. It was sexy and made her look like she had money and power, which she did. Female clients may have been rare at the brothel, but it was common enough that her presence didn't even raise an eyebrow, just welcoming smiles. The female manager began to lead her into the visiting room, and for a moment she felt a sharp slash of panic. She could see the girls posed around the room, holding watery drinks and making small talk with listless smiles and empty eyes. Many young women in their position took something to numb the senses, but no drugs in the world would work on these girls. She felt the familiar urge to fight, to snap the manager's neck and run out of there. But she reminded herself that she was no longer property. She gave the aging woman her name and explained that she was not here for a date.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?